It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
At this time of year, floral shops and greenhouses are sporting seasonal plants that can brighten a cloudy day or serve as a special gift for houseplant gardeners. One of the most spectacular bloomers is the Christmas cactus that displays arching, segmented branches ending with splashes of tropical color. Choose from white, yellow, orange, pink, red, or magenta blossoms that come in single or double tubular shapes. Place them in a bright, cool location and keep the soil moist but not soppy, and they should bring in the new year in fine style. Christmas cacti are a succulent cactus that is more at home in the jungle than in the desert. Native to the mountains of Brazil, they thrive in the same environments as orchids. They are most often found in the forks of tree limbs, where they grow in decayed leaves and other natural debris that accumulates there. Since their genetic beginnings are tropical, their growing requirements are totally different from true cacti. They'll survive long dry spells and drastic temperature changes, but they won't be happy doing it. To get even, they'll probably drop their buds and cut their blooming time. Christmas cactus does best at 60 to 70 degree indoor temperatures, with moist feet and an occasional water spritz to remind them of home. After their initial holiday flowering, cut back a bit on the water, but don't let the branches shrivel. You can also prune the plant at this time, cutting back on some of the branches by a bract or two to encourage more flowering in the future. Ideal storage is in a cool area that does not drop below 50 degrees with bright indirect light. Begin fertilizing the plant in the spring with a fertilizer that is light on the nitrogen balance and continue periodically through the summer. Christmas cactus also like to summer out of doors in a shady spot. Our hot high plains sun will blanch or cook a juicy Christmas cactus given even a few hours of direct sunlight. Don't be too eager to transplant into larger surroundings, as Christmas cacti seem cozy and contented to be pot-bound for long periods of time. If you do transplant, use a mostly peat moss mix and only graduate up to the next pot size. Too much rich soil and room may do your plant severe damage. Christmas cactus are fairly pest-free, although sometimes you may need to clean off a mealybug or scale infestation picked up from any botanical neighbors. They can develop a leaf virus, indicated by line patterns or circles on the fleshy leaves. In this case, it's best to remove and destroy the infected area and watch carefully for any spread of the disease. The hardest part of keeping Christmas cactus is getting it to flower again in time for the holidays. Light exposure, temperature, and limited watering are key. In early September, stop fertilizing. Then, during the fall equinox, when nights begin to get longer, you must withhold light from the cactus for 12 hours each night for a period of 3 weeks. Some people put them to bed in a dark basement or closet, while others put a cardboard box over the plant each night. However, don't let the plant get too hot and stuffy, because it requires cool temperatures around 50 degrees is ideal to bloom. And brighter blossom colors develop in coolest temperatures. During this 3-week period, the plant should set new flower buds. And after bud set, the plant can go back to a human schedule of light and dark. If you begin the blackout season during the 3rd week of September, your Christmas cactus should be in full bloom by the middle of December. With periodic care, Christmas cactus will live long and happy lives and are often passed down from one gardening generation to another, bringing happy holidays to all for years to come.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.